In this segment, we're going to talk about working sporting events. We saw that scene at Kiowa, the end of the PGA Championship on Sunday, the mob scene that followed Phil and Brooks up 18, eventually swallowing up Brooks. They had no scene control.
None.
Got an email from P1 Chris. He said, I was signed up as a volunteer for the PGA Championship.
Wow.
Then in about January or February, I was cut because of reduced attendance expected. I stayed on the closed Facebook page for the volunteers and opted to still get the swag bag of shirts and jackets and hats, etc. Volunteers on the Facebook page said the people didn't show up for shifts this weekend. Some hole captains didn't let people even leave for a pee break. They were so understaffed.
Wow.
Many complained about no shade, no place to sit, no readily available water for the volunteers. Some got so badly sunburnt their first day they didn't return for the rest of their shifts. So the mob-like chaos at the end was no surprise to me as I watched from home.
So they were understaffed.
They were understaffed. Mm. And when this topic came up yesterday, you mentioned that your dad, when you guys were living in San Antonio back in the 60s, worked the PGA Championship.
Yeah, he was a volunteer. He always said he was a marshal, so I guess it was basically that kind of thing, making sure people got back, and especially, and I wish I would have gotten more details on that, like what hole was he on at Pecan Valley, but it's very official. I'm going to find it this week and bring it in. He saved, they didn't give him a hat. They gave him a helmet, a white helmet that says PGA on the front. It looks really official. And
yeah, a helmet.
A helmet. I mean, that makes you look pretty official, right? If you got that.
Yeah.
Did it have a face mask on it? Was it like a football helmet?
No, it's just like one of those, you know, you see a contractor wear a hard hat.
Helmet.
Yeah, kind of a hard hat looking thing. And I guess for errant shots. But yeah, the 1968 PGA Championship at Pecan Valley. My dad was one of those volunteers in the white helmet.
And there are a lot of ways that we can take the topic of working sporting events. There are the volunteers, and you see that a lot of golf tournaments. You know, somebody's going to be a marshal, a standard bearer, something like that. When I've seen those people at events, I've thought, okay, for the marshals, maybe that's a beating because you are out there all day and you're on your feet all day. You could bring, I guess, a little fold-out chair or something. But I've also always thought, what a great day. What a great weekend, because you're getting into the golf tournament.
Yeah.
And you're seeing every single golfer. They all come
Absolutely.
Down your fairway. And so you get to see everybody and you've got a front row view. I would think that would be a lot of fun.
I thought that too when I was in high school and we would go out and just hang out at the caddy shack and hope that someone playing in the pro-am would need a caddy, and we would caddy. And that was cool because you'd get to, you know, be with the pro all day long as a caddy. And I remember looking at those official scores and standard bearers and thinking, that is a great gig. I would do that.
They're inside the ropes.
They're inside the ropes. Who knows who you're going to be, you know, with, who you're keeping the official score. That would be a little bit of pressure so you don't mess that up, but that would be great.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
How great would it be to be a standard bearer at the Masters or a major?
Gosh,
I mean, it'd be great at the Nelson or Colonial, but a huge event and you get a good draw, you're with Phil or Tiger or Rory or somebody?
Absolutely.
Well, as I was thinking about this topic, working sporting events, I thought yesterday, reminded of why I got into the business of sports broadcasting. And it's because when I was a kid, my dad took me to a minor league baseball game. And we were sitting there pregame, and I was looking down on the field, and I saw local TV reporter Robbie Robertson interviewing some of the Oklahoma City 89er baseball players.
Fake name.
And he was down there on the field. And I thought, wow, he gets to go down there and talk to the players, these minor league players that I idolized. I thought, what great job. And that's what kind of kickstarted me wanting to get into this business, because I thought, and I think my dad said, yeah, that's his job. He gets into these games for free. And I said, look at him. He's in the dugout. I thought only people with incredibly high clearance get to go in the dugout, security clearance.
Yeah.
So it just looked like a lot of fun. And yes, it still is. You know, when we get to go to a game, they give us a press pass and we get to go to a game. Usually the media has the worst seat in the house these days, but it's still fun and it's still a great perk. You are going to a sporting event for free.
Hey, when we first started in radio, we weren't paid anything, but I absolutely loved it just because of that. Sitting courtside at Maverick games,
mm-hmm.
There's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, it was just a dream come true. And yeah, that covering the Cowboys, getting to go down into the locker room. I mean, that just got a small taste of that. And I didn't even really think about it until I met you in college, and you were the radio, television, film major. I didn't even know they had that. And, you know, we started going to games and even, you know, covering those North Texas games. That was just really cool
mm-hmm.
to go to the locker rooms, be on the sideline. And it was weird. One time, a friend of mine and I went to the Texas SMU game at Texas Stadium, and there was a photographer for Sports Illustrated who stopped us on our way in and said, "Would you guys mind carrying my equipment? I'll pay you $50 each, and you get to be on the sideline." We looked at each other like, "Well, yeah, we'll do it for free." And we were down there, and that was a huge matchup. That was number 2 Texas against number 9 SMU.
Wow.
In October of 83.
And you're we on were the sideline.
Right there on the sideline. Got run over by Terry Orr, Texas running back, because wow. I didn't get out of the way in time.
Terry Orr.
Nah, that was Jerry Orr. But that experience that day, thought, I really want to do this now. This is what I want to go into. That's the greatest experience I've ever had.
What about those who get paid to do other jobs at a game? Ushers, selling concessions, selling a program, working somewhere in the concourse. Let's just talk about that group of people, because they are getting paid to go to games. They are getting in for free, obviously. But I guess it depends on what your assignment is. If you're an usher at the ballpark, you got to work between innings. But during innings, for the most part, you're watching the game. But there's a downside to it as well. You got to deal with drunks.
The worst of people.
The worst of people.
Yeah.
And if you get the draw of selling concessions in the concourse, you don't see a second of the game.
No. And you're just slammed and you're trying to get everybody's order. I think that would... I got to usher in high school. That was a fundraiser for our school. We'd go to Reunion Arena. I think I mentioned that when the great mm-hmm. Eddie Van Halen passed away. That's why we saw amazing concerts, sporting events through this before the Stars were here. But again, Maverick games. And it depended on where you were assigned, but for the most part, you got a pretty good seat for the game. And in basketball, once everyone was seated,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have to do hardly anything.
Right.
I just watched the game. It was great.
I've never volunteered at a sporting event ever.
Not one time. See, we got paid for, but we just put it off to our school.
You gave it to the school
fundraiser, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, the only time I worked a sporting event was when I was, I think, in 6th grade. I worked at the I was a volunteer, like, medic helper at the high school football games.
Okay.
Trainer,
yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, trainer. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever, because I was always interested in medicine and whatnot. If I had gone legit, if I hadn't broke bad, I would have been a doctor. And I thought that was so cool.
So you were on the
being
bench.
Down there. Yeah, being down there on the sidelines, and it was really neat
watching Reggie Collier.
Now, well, Reggie Collier wasn't playing high school football.
I don't know. He may have been.
Near me at the time.
There's also the grounds crew. They're paid employees that get into every event. Now, with that, for the most part, they're just sitting there. They got a lot of work before and a lot of work after. And sometimes, depending on the weather, a lot of work during. But say the baseball grounds crew, you know, they got to come out and drag the infield every once in a while, or depending on the stadium. But for the most part, for 9 innings, they're just watching the game.
High school, college, great gig, I would think. Great summer gig.
Yeah. I think that'd be awesome. Your ground level.
Yeah. You probably get to know some of the players at some point.
Yes. Always envious of the grounds crew.
Yeah.
No.
Until it rained.
Got to roll out the tarp. Or
back in the old days,
see,
yeah.
I think that's a beating. It would be a beating for me. Like, if I was on the grounds crew at the Rangers and had to be in charge of the tarp whenever that had to be put on there, I would hate it because it's locking me in for too long of an event.
Yeah, and it's extra innings, maybe. You don't know how long the baseball game is.
That's too big a block of time.
You're right. It is that's a good 8-hour commitment at least. I bet those guys work longer.
Yeah.
Although when I would get to a baseball game early and watch the grounds crew, you know, it's usually the head groundskeeper that had the job of the giant hose and hosing down the dirt. You know, just putting a little layer of moisture on it to keep the dust settled. That looked magical to me.
Absolutely.
As did the guy who got to chalk the foul lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That looked great. Or the batter's box.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I may still buy me a chalking device.
I'd love one.
I want one of those things.
Just put a first base line down the middle of your yard?
Just put a skunk stripe down the middle of my yard.
Now, here's one job that if you're not going to be an athlete, that does get you into the games, it gets you on the field. But I have never understood the draw. And we've had friends that have done this. Becoming a referee or an official.
Tough one.
To me, that's the most thankless job at a sporting event. I would rather sell concessions in the concourse area, not see a second of the game, than be on the field with the pressure of making the right or wrong call, with everybody yelling at you and everybody in the stadium hating your guts.
So umpires and referees in professional sports are all volunteers?
No, I think they're all paid.
No, they get paid. But yeah. Okay, give me...
They're not just one of the players' dads?
I think give me an official's job, though, instead of umpire. I think umpire's the worst.
I don't know. I mean,
every pitch, you've got to...
Yes.
Yeah, strike.
Don't you tune out? I'd have so much tune out if I was the umpire.
Oh, you can't help it here, especially if you're...
I would just tell them up front, hey, the next four are going to be balls. So you just go ahead and you walk first.
You're right. Home plate umpire is probably the worst of all the jobs. But one time many years ago, George and I got invited out to referee a high school football scrimmage.
Yeah.
And that was high school, and it moved at hyper speed for me. And one time there was a play that happened right in front of me, and then everybody just stopped and looked at me. And I remember I went, incomplete, and everyone went, incomplete, and then I went, fumble, and everyone went, fumble. I had no idea what had happened.
I should have helped you, but I was too busy trying not to get killed by the tight end who just hit me on the last play, because I was the umpire, and they told me, hey, you got to watch them. These guys cross. You can get hit if you don't back up or step forward, and that tight end about killed me, so I wasn't any help to you. I mean, I have no idea what. I didn't even know that the ball had been thrown. I was looking at trying to find if someone was holding or. Yeah, that's a really tough job. And I think I want to say that was a JV scrimmage. I don't even think that was varsity.
I think you're right.
And it moved lightning fast for us.
So I gained new respect for football officials. I just still don't know why anybody would want to do that. If you want to be at a game so badly, and I get it, you're on the field and you're playing a role.
Very important role.
Like our buddy Steve became a pretty high-ranking college official.
Yeah.
But I just don't see the draw in that. Even my brother-in-law, at the volunteer level, that would be a grade school. Like he would do my nephew's Little League games or my niece's soccer games or whatever. And he loved that. But I would always say, but don't you hear it from the other parents? Oh, yeah. Well, what fun is that?
It's got to just ruin. Hey, you're the worst umpire I've ever seen. I mean, I know. I saw it so many times in Little League, and I think the baseball umpire, I think he got the worst of it because those parents are right behind, and you can see a bad call on a strike or ball, and it's just, oh, come on. I think the moms are even worse. All of a sudden, the moms are experts at what's a ball and strike, and maybe they are. They've been to a lot of games.
At the pro level, NBA refs, Major League umpires, NFL, NHL, with those guys are magical the way they skate. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
But those guys, even the guys that you think have rabbit ears and really thin skin, they probably actually have incredibly thick skin. Because do you know how... Imagine doing a Mavs game and hearing, just listening to Luka the whole game. You know, maybe they tee him up once, but that means they took 47 other minutes of it.
Yeah.
And same thing in the NFL, the way the sidelines scream at those guys.
Oh, my gosh.
But they just, for the most part, take it.
Yeah. And just try to push the game on.
They're a different breed. Well, if you want to work at a sporting event, you want to get close to the action, there are a lot of options. You could volunteer at that level at a golf tournament. You could get into the paid media, paid usher, selling programs, working the concourse, working the grounds crew. We didn't even get into, you want to get into the front office of a team, you know, work in their sales or their marketing, or be one of Jerry's family members and get a really high ranking position. You get into all the games.
The GM all of a sudden.
Yeah, you get into the games free that way too.
And the war room.
A lot of different ways you can go with working sporting events, but not all of them are glamorous.